Welcome to the Weekend Warriors Home Improvement Show with Tony and Corey.
Built by Bar Lumber. Go where the builders go.
When it comes to big or small projects around the home, Tony and Corey have the know-how and the answers to make your life just a bit easier. Here they are, the hosts of Weekend Warriors Home Improvement Show, Tony and Corey.
Hey, welcome to the show, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to your Weekend Warriors. I'm Corey.
And I'm Tony. I felt like I needed to prompt him because he looked at me like, are you going to say something? I'm Tony Cookston.
And I'm Corey Valdez.
And we are your Weekend Warriors, coming to you every Saturday morning talking about the types of things that Weekend Warriors do on the weekends, generally involving their homes, sometimes involving
rugs.
Rugs, sometimes sand and four wheels and big motors. You know what? Weekend Warriors entails so much more than just working on your home, but we do talk a lot about working around your home. We talk about maintaining your home. We talk about increasing the value of your home, improving the quality of your home. We talk about all of that stuff.
Yep. And you know what we're talking about today?
And more. But today is so much different.
We're talking about improving the value of your life.
We're talking about improving the value of what you put in your stomach. We're going to talk about eating today, kind of.
Yes.
This is sort of in celebration of an upcoming holiday, Father's Day.
Right?
Father's Day. So this is in the spirit. I should say this is in the spirit of Father's Day. In the spirit of Father's Day, we are going to be talking about grilling.
Barbecuing.
Yes, barbecuing.
Smoking.
Smoking.
Well.
Smoking food.
Food. So, yeah, June 16th is Father's Day. Sunday, June 16th. So if you didn't know, and you've got a father in your life, you need to be listening to the show.
And if you're a father with no children, or...
What? What?
If you're a father with no children and no wife...
Because that makes sense.
You should run out and buy one of these for yourself. Well, maybe a father had children and doesn't anymore. Maybe they got emancipated.
It's getting really sad.
If you're a father whose children have become emancipated from you, you know, you should go out and buy one for yourself. I'm just saying it could happen.
It could.
If your children were emancipated from you, maybe you shouldn't be playing with fire. I don't know. I'm just saying.
Okay, look, you guys are – I'm already feeling bad for Sean because Sean, you know, Sean was, you know.
Yeah, we don't want to mention that.
Sorry, Sean. Don't take any of this personally.
I try not to.
All right. Anyway, so on the show today, we've got several things we're going to be talking about. The biggest one is Traeger barbecues. If you don't know what a Traeger is, it's probably the best smoking barbecue on the market.
If you don't know what a Traeger is, you should crawl out from underneath that rock that you've been living under and join the 21st century.
Right. So we'll be talking about that. We are actually on location today at a special event. And it's going on five locations in the Portland area only. But we're demoing Traeger barbecues and cooking free food for everybody.
Yeah.
So if you do want to come down and you're listening and you're in the Portland metro area, come down to Par Lumber in Hillsboro, West Lynn, Salem, or I'm sorry, Rockwood?
Nope.
No.
Albany.
Albany.
Which is really, you know, more southern.
Right.
Or also Vancouver, which is... More
Washington.
Yeah, which is Southern Washington.
All right, so
there's a little expansion. If you're in Southern Washington area, or if you're in Southern Oregon area, Albany and Vancouver will be grilling. If you're in the Portland metro area, it'll be the Hillsboro Yard, it will be the Raleigh Hills Yard, and it will be the West Lynn Yard.
Right.
So having said that, we're not going to dwell on that. We've got a lot of listeners that are not in this area. If you're out in Seattle and you're listening to KVI, welcome to the Weekend Warriors Home Improvement Show. We love having you guys listening.
Right. And if you're in Bend, listening on KBND, welcome as well.
And we love your area. We were in Bend just a few weeks ago. We met a lot of listeners there at the Home and Garden Show. That was amazing. If you're in Medford and you're listening on KMED, thank you so much for listening. We are so glad to have you guys. And if you're in Astoria and you're listening on CAST... We love you guys, too. We could do that all day.
We could.
We're on, like, 12 stations across the Pacific Northwest from northern Washington all the way down to southern Oregon. And we love all of our listeners.
Yeah,
out there.
We don't.
It's amazing.
So I do want to.
There's one thing that brings all of our listeners together, Corey.
What?
Facebook.
That's true.
All of our listeners come together on Facebook. Look us up on Facebook, www.facebook.com/WW Home Show. Just go to your search bar, type in WW Home Show, no spaces, and we will pop right up there.
Yep.
And you'll get to click on Corey's face 100 times.
Or if you go to par.com, PARR.com, mm-hmm. click on our faces there, and it'll show you the links to our Facebook page.
Our Pinterest page.
We got lots of cool stuff on Pinterest. I don't know if you knew that or not, Tony.
Oh, I do know. I see it. I like it.
The biggest reason you want to go to Facebook.
Especially today.
Hey, listen.
Sorry.
The biggest thing you want to go to Facebook for.
You hit me.
Well, okay. You interrupted me.
I'm listening.
All right. Go to Facebook. We give away free stuff all the time.
All the time.
People don't take advantage of this. I threw this out there. I said, if you were in Olympia and you're listening, go to our Facebook page and just say you're from Olympia, and I will send you a $50 Cabela's gift card.
Cabela's gift card.
$50.
$50.
Gary Allen, thank you.
Yeah.
He's the only one, and
well,
he won, so I'm sending him a $50 Cabela's gift card. We do that all the time, so go in there.
Gary Allen scored. Thank you, Gary.
Check us out, and we will be giving stuff away like crazy all summer long.
Yeah.
All winter long. We're always giving free stuff away because we really like our listeners.
Indeed, we do.
And Par Lumber's, you know, we're all over the Pacific Northwest.
Yep, all over the Pacific Northwest.
And we love you. We just love to say thank you.
Par Lumber Company loves all of their followers.
Right.
Did I just say everything you said twice?
You did, but
Tony,
that's typical.
Tony Two-Time.
All right, so also on the show, we're going to be talking about hot dogs. There is a local company here in Oregon that sells what they call the Pappy Dog. Pappy Dog, and it's the Papworth family. They were they're butchers from way back, and they know everything there is to know about hot dogs. We'll be talking to them a little later.
They know a lot more than hot dogs, I'll tell you that right now.
Right. I got a lot of good questions about them because I'm throwing some ribs on the barbecue later, and I need to get some tips.
Oh, yeah.
On how to make them.
We were talking to them
this
morning.
Oh, yeah, he's giving me the.
We were talking to them this morning. They are an absolute wealth of knowledge. I mean, they're talking about 200 years their family has been cutting meat and selling meat and making products, retail products out of meat, and they are extremely knowledgeable. It's going to be great to have them on the radio.
Yeah, we'll also be talking with Penelope Miller, our Organize Me Penelope, our favorite organizing coach.
Yes, Penelope Rose Miller.
We'll be talking with Dave Schuster a little later about the current market conditions.
Yes.
And if Todd Brenton's not catching a fish at the moment, we'll be talking with him about what's going on in the rivers.
Yes. We got a great show planned for you. We'll also have a very, very special interview. We will be talking to one of the Parr family. As most people know, Parr Lumber Company is a family-owned business. It's a Pacific Northwest business, 23 locations across Oregon and Washington.
Did you say specific?
I didn't, but maybe I meant to. So we'll be talking to one of the Parr family today, which is going to be a very amazing interview. You want to stick around for that. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Tony and Corey, your Weekend Warriors. Stay tuned.
Listening to Weekend Warriors Home Improvement Show with Tony and Corey, built by Parr Lumber. Now, here's Tony and Corey.
Hey, welcome back to the show, everybody. Thanks for staying tuned. We are on a special location today talking about Traeger barbecues. And
we are smelling food that is cooking less than 5 feet away from us. My goodness.
We're going to find out everything there is to know about Traeger barbecues later in the show.
Oh, my goodness.
But we've got... Oh, get that out of my face. What is... those are stuffed jalapenos?
With jalapenos stuffed with
bacon
cream cheese and wrapped in bacon.
So you got a teriyaki chicken there, too.
With sesame teriyaki chicken breast. My goodness gracious, that looks so good.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
It smells really good. But we're going to be talking specifically about Traeger Grills. And there's a lot of information to be had about Traeger Grills because Par Lumber Company is having a Traeger Grill sale today.
Yeah, all month long, I think.
Started today, then.
Yeah.
It's a Father's Day sale, Par Lumber Company's Father's Day sale, and Traeger Grills, Traeger Accessories, and also Traeger Pellets are on sale at all Par locations across Oregon and Washington.
Yeah, and there's a sweet rebate going on where I think you get $50 back on the Traeger Lil Tex. I need to get a sheet. Oh, there it is.
Here comes a sheet right now.
$50 back on a Lil Tex, $75 back on a Lil Tex Elite, and $90 back on a Texas.
Wow.
And since they're already on sale, that's on top of that.
That's extra money.
It's unreal.
Yeah, it's amazing.
All right.
So anyways, but when you think about a Traeger grill, which we're going to be talking more about during the show, when you think about a Traeger grill and you think about grilling food and you think about the smoky flavor that your food's going to have, you kind of start thinking about what are you going to put on it, right? So we want to talk a little bit about a locally owned and operated company that has been in the business for their family's been in the business for 200 years, dates
easy,
all the way back to a long place. We're going to talk to
Andrew.
I was going to say Andrew.
Rock, paper, scissors for who's Andrew?
We're going to talk to Andrew with, we're just going to say Pappy Dogs.
Pappy Dogs.
Pappy Dogs.
That's what it is.
This is the name of the product. Tell us a little bit about Pappy Dogs, right? And then tell us about your history. We'll want to hear where you guys come from, what you do, where your passion lies. Just, you know, just open up and let it out. Let's talk about it.
Well, to really start things off, we do have the Pappy Dog line, but the company is called Max Finer Foods. It's a family-owned company. My grandfather owned a butcher shop in the Portland metro area back in the 50s and 60s. We wanted to bring that type of quality back, bring back that, no taking any shortcuts, using good cuts of beef, good cuts of pork, and really making it show out in our product. So now you're coming to the actual Pappy Dogs. We have four different flavors right now. We have the original Pappy Dog. We have the Peppy Pappy Dog. We have the El Peppy Dog. And we have the Beefy Pappy Dog. We do those four.
I got to just say this.
Hit me with it.
I like my dogs peppy.
Hey.
I'm just saying. I like them peppy.
And you're going to remember the name, you know,
because
we try to do this fun. We try to be, you know, we don't like to take business seriously. You want to go out there because that's what a barbecue is about.
See, this is a perfect guest for us because Corey and I don't even take life seriously. So you're perfect for the show. This is exactly what we do right here.
Well, that's why we're teaming up with Par Lumber.
Yeah.
I mean, that's right there. And Traeger as well.
So tell us about the dogs.
So you have. We have with the original Pappy, the Peppy Pappy, and the El Peppy. Those are beef pork dogs. But like I said, with the whole not using any shortcuts, no byproducts, no fillers, MSG, and gluten-free.
Wow.
We do it the right way over here.
That's saying something
And it pays off. So not only is it a good dog, but it's a relatively good dog for you.
Right. And, you know where it came from. You know
right.
what I'm saying?
You know exactly where
there's
it came
so many
from.
Things on the shelf right now.
Oh, absolutely.
You walk into the grocery store and you look at a packet of hot dogs. You know, there's the old movie, what's in a hot dog here?
Exactly.
Once you find out what's in a hot dog, you'll never buy another
right.
hot dog.
You know,
one of those deals, yeah.
I've had vegans eat these hot dogs because it's the no byproducts, it's the no fillers.
Yeah.
It's doing it the right way. But let me just backtrack real quick to what types of hot dogs we have. With the original Pappy, it's a full flavor hot dog. You know, it's the beef pork with just seasoning. That we're trying to keep it as simple as possible. The Peppy Pappy is our enhanced seasoning. It's the one that's going to have a little bit more seasoning to the pound to give you just that little bit extra kick to where you're really tasting the hot dog.
Yeah.
Finish it off with one of our newest products is the El Peppy Dog. We do that, and that is our Chipotle-infused beef pork dog. And we actually have some hot dogs for you guys to try right here.
Wait, is that an El Pepe Pappy?
This is an, it's an El Pepe.
You must have been thinking of somewhere along the line, let's name that the El Pepe Pappy.
Oh, you have no idea. And when you're using a Pepe Pappy or you're using the Y at the end, you can have so much fun with the different names that you guys want to do. There's no question about it.
Well, where does the Pepe come from, or Pappy?
No, wait, the Pepe or the Pappy? I can tell you where the Pepe comes from because I'm eating a Pepe dog right now.
But you smell that? You smell the seasoning in it, especially when it's coming off the grill.
This is not anything like any hot dog I've ever eaten.
No,
I mean,
no.
I'm not just saying this because I'm on the radio. I'm saying
it really is.
This is
a unique dog out there, and because we've noticed that there's a niche in the market, and the niche in the market is nobody's doing a quality hot dog. You know, you have your sauce. If people think quality, you're thinking sausage. But nobody's putting the connotation of having a quality hot dog out on the market.
Oh, my goodness. Here's
a flavor like that? Okay, unreal.
Here's how I'm going to describe this to you.
Hit me with it.
If you have eaten a hot dog, this is for the listeners. If you have eaten a hot dog and you put ketchup on it, I understand that.
Yes.
I like
yes.
ketchup on a hot dog.
Yes.
If you're eating a Pappy dog?
A Pepe dog?
A Pepe Pappy dog.
You are so not putting ketchup on this.
Nope.
You don't need to.
Oh, my goodness, no.
No, we do this all... We do all of our hot dogs in an 8-inch hot dog because we want people, since it's going to extend past the bun, we want people to try the hot dog, just the hot dog first. Then you can get into your meal. I guess you could say it's our appetizer, then our main course with the bun, and it's our dessert with the last bite just with the hot dog.
Yeah, except for if you're putting ketchup on the main course, you're making a mistake.
Shame on you.
This is amazing.
It's very juicy.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, and that's one of the reasons, and I know I'm stressing this right now, but it's the no byproduct. It's the no fillers, so that's no snouts, no tails, no hooves, no
nothing. You know, that's the thing is when people think about what's in a hot dog, and we've all seen the pink slime.
Yep.
That has made the news like crazy.
Yeah.
And that's what hot dogs are.
And it's just a scary word in general.
Yeah, they just take a pig, they grind it up, and they stuff it in a casing.
Exactly.
This is not that.
And these are skinless dogs, so that way the texture of it, because that's the next thing that we have going with us for these hot dogs, is the overall texture.
Did you eat that
much? It's a thick hot dog. You know, we don't, like I said, no shortcuts. We don't vacuum cut it. Nothing along those lines. It's just beef, pork, seasoning, end of story. And then what we did is we do different variants of those seasonings for the original, the Pepe Pappy, and then the El Pepe, and our Beefy. Our Beefy is the exact same flavoring as our Pepe Pappy, just without the pork in it, because we do have that market out there where they are just looking for an all-beef dog. Why, I don't know, because the beef and pork, they fight each other for the flavor. It makes it an incredible dog, but we cover that.
Okay, so you cut up a dog, and you put it on a plate, and you brought it over here. Casey Doss is the manager of our Forest Grove branch. Okay, Casey Doss is a good friend of mine. We've known each other for a long time. You just cooked that dog that you put on this plate, right?
Yeah.
What did you put on it?
Nothing.
You put nothing on it.
I put it on the grill.
He used a Traeger. He did use a Traeger.
Here's what I'm thinking. I have never, ever eaten a dog that had that much flavor in my life ever that I didn't add to it.
But is it overpowering?
Not at all.
Oh, my goodness.
Not at
no,
all.
No, it was amazing.
Not at all.
Okay, when we come back, more about probably the most amazing dog you will have ever tasted in your life if you try this right here.
And we'll get some wisdom here.
On the Weekend Warrior Show, we'll be right back.